Welcome to Compass with Hella E. Michelia, finding direction for your life.
Greetings of grace and peace. It's great to have the opportunity to bring the Word of God to you today. The Bible says the entrance of the Word, it gives light and it gives understanding to them who are simple. We want to bless God for the opportunity to bring the Word of God this morning. We know that our hearts are simple and prepared for what God has to do in our lives. And I want to welcome you to Compass, finding direction for your destiny. God has a destiny for you. Your assignment is to pursue and come into that destiny. My assignment is to walk with you as you come into that which God has for you. And I'm glad I have that opportunity to walk with you this morning. I want to encourage you, if you're listening to this broadcast this morning, talk to someone, remind somebody, call in somebody and tell him we are live and the Word of God is being brought to you from every nook and to every cranny of the earth. And we want to thank God for this opportunity the Lord has given to us. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to bring your Word. Bless your Word today. Cause your anointing to rest upon it. Let the anointing break yokes and lift our burdens in the mighty name of Jesus. For the past few broadcasts, I've been talking to us about decisions that champions make. There is something that differentiates people who become a success and those who don't. There are patterns that make people different. And today I want to talk to you about noticing the uncommon. Champions notice the uncommon. Job 28 verse 1, the Amplified Version says, "Surely there is a mine for silver and a place for gold where they are refined." Forensic research has proved that there are more than 10 features on each individual face that distinguishes people and cannot be hidden by beards or facial marks. To succeed, you must possess the uncanny ability to notice the uncommon. You must possess the uncanny ability to notice the uncommon. A Chinese proverb says, "Beauty is everywhere. You just have to learn how to find it." Beauty is everywhere. You just have to learn how to find it. Every day when people wake up, drive to work, drive to school, there are so many opportunities on that road. But many people pass opportunities and never see them. Many people pass miracles and never see them. Many people pass open doors and never see them. People who are able to do the unusual, people who are able to do the uncommon, people who eventually innovate, invent, people who are able to produce and create success stories are those people who have the capacity to notice the uncommon. You have been designed and programmed to function differently from all others. Discover your difference. The truth about success in life is that success is reached when people discover their difference. The Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 12, verse 2 says, from verse 1 says, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, that is your reasonable service." And then verse 2 says, "And be not conformed to this world." Don't be like the world is. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So God doesn't want you to be like every other person. God wants you to be different. There is something different about you. If you're a singer, you don't sing like every other person. If you're a preacher, you don't preach like every other person. If you're a mechanic, you don't fix things like every other person does. Find your niche. Find your difference. The success in life is not about copying others. When you copy others, the best that you can be is the second best. There is an originality about you. There's a difference about you. There's something that God has put in you that makes you unique to who you are. There's a touch that you have that no other person has. That is what God wants to see. That is what people want to pay for. That's what people want to go for. That is what makes people appreciate, fall in love with you. It is not by conforming and becoming like others. It is by understanding, knowing your difference and walking in it. So there's a problem that you've been called to solve. You have to understand that. The Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 8 verse 19 that the whole creation awaits for the manifestation of the sons of God. And the manifestation of the sons of God is when you come bearing the gifts, the grace, the capacities, the different abilities that you have to confront the challenges that we face in our world today. Your difference directly affects your assignment. Greatness originates the moment a person is able to know his difference. And your difference is what helps you to notice the various problems that other people will not be able to notice. Your gift affects how you see things. When you work on that difference that is on the inside of you, you also have the capacity to see the difference that is around you. When you are not able to notice what your difference, you cannot know what your core product is. So if you're going to become who God wants you to be, if you're going to discover and notice the uncommon, you must discover who you are. You are born to cause a difference. You are born to see the difference that is happening all around you. And you need to move in that direction. I want to share with you four things that you should know about noticing or being different. One, you must develop an infinite capacity to do the impossible. You must develop an infinite capacity to do the impossible. Someone once said to me many years ago, she said, be the first. If you cannot be the first, be different. If you cannot be different, be unique. Create a difference around you. Create a difference around you. People only celebrate the uncommon. People only celebrate the uncommon. People are tired of the normal. People are tired of the usual. We're in a time and an age that things do not have a shelf life. I mean, there is so much innovation going on. There is so much inventions going on. There are so many products coming in, changing how life is lived, how people do things. If you're going to make your mark, if you're going to become somebody, or you're going to have an organization or company that is going to be reckoned with, you have to come to that point where you can see or notice the uncommon. When you notice the uncommon, you will create a solution that meets that which is uncommon. Number two, your motivation will focus on the problem that you notice. Your motivation will focus on the problem that you notice. If you notice the unusual, you will put your heart to bring out unusual solutions, unusual products, unusual answers to problems. People and organizations and leaders and nations are looking for people who can proffer unique solutions to the problems that the world is facing today. You have to have the capacity to notice the unusual so that you can proffer unusual, innovative solutions to problems that people are facing. So you need to understand that you will only be motivated towards the problems that you notice. You will not be motivated towards things that you do not notice. And once you begin to notice the unusual, you'll be motivated to do that which is unusual. Number three, your income or your resources or your blessings will come from the distinct problems that you solve. They will come from the distinct problems that you solve. Many years ago, I was leaving Lagos. I was coming by road and I saw a very big signboard, and there were GP tanks all over the location, and they wrote on the GP tanks, shit business is good business. Many years later, and the name of the owner of the company was written on those GP tanks. Many years later, there was an All-Africa game or whatever was being played in Egypt, and that same man was given the contract to supply all the mobile toilets that was going to be used at that particular event in Egypt. Every other person would have run from doing a business like that. But this man saw the uncommon. He noticed the unusual. And he celebrated that which he noticed. And it became the door that God used to bring into his life things that other people were craving for and fighting for. Are you noticing the unusual today? Are you noticing the unusual? Sometimes in your organization, in your place of work, do you have the capacity to notice the unusual? You must have that capacity. You must stay within the scope of problems you solve. You are not called to everybody. You are not called to every situation. You are not called to every circumstance. You are not called to every challenge of life. You are called to specific things. You are called to deal with specific problems. Never try to overextend yourself. Never try to be the jack of all trades. No, that is not what you are called to do. You have to learn what you are called to do. When you understand what you are called to do, you will have the strength, the time, the stamina, and the capacity to do what you are called to do. You are permitted to innovate, to be creative, in fact, to be sophisticated in the area of your assignment. Your anointing will move in the direction of your assignment. When you face your assignment, you will be facing something that you have been prepared to handle. If you get distracted by trying to do too much, by trying to be involved in too many, you will face problems that you're not equipped to handle. When people face the unique challenges, the unique problems they face the things that they are equipped to handle. When they take their eyes off those uncommon things, you've got to learn that you are not going to become great being like every other person. You are not going to achieve the intent and the purpose of God for your life trying to copy anybody. You are actually going to become into the place of greatness by discovering who you are. And when you discover who you are, you will discover that you are unique. And that uniqueness of who you are opens the door, opens a veil into the unique challenges that you are called to solve and the unique challenges that you are called to bring solutions to and to bring answers to. So you need to understand that. And once you understand that, you will find yourself that you are a round hole in a round peg doing a really good work in the place that you have been called to do. Every other person may not see it. Every other person may not agree with it. Every time you try to be different, people will oppose you. People will disagree with you. Every time you try to do something that is not in the norm, that is not in the usual, that is not what is expected, people would disagree with you. Because human beings are creatures of convenience. They want to do what is normal. They want to do what is usual. And that is why we have very few people who have attained becoming geniuses in life. If you're going to be a genius, then you're going to have to do something different from what every other person is doing. If you're going to make impact, then you're going to learn to see those things that are uncommon, and you're going to have to learn to move into those areas where things where it's called the blue ocean, you know, where there's no necessarily competition because people are not seeing these things. The reason why there's so much competition is that there are so many of us trying to do the same thing. There are so many of us moving in the same area, operating in the same way, trying to dress the same way, trying to do everything the same way. So what happens? What happens is that competition comes in. We can't complement. We cannot cooperate. We cannot, you know, we cannot agree to move in a certain direction. If you are going to become the person God wants you to become, you are going to have to learn to notice the unusual. You are going to have to learn to innovate. You're going to have to learn to bring out the difference that is on the inside of you. And the world is waiting for the difference that you carry. I believe that you have been blessed by this broadcast, and I'm trusting God that God is going to cause an increase to come into your life through the things that you have heard. Today is the day that the Lord has made, and you will rejoice and be glad in it. I will see you another time. God bless you.
Join Helene Michelia at Gateway Christian Center every Thursday by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 9 a.m. for a time of word, worship, and encounter with the Holy Spirit. Gateway Christian Center, experience life.